Dreamscape presents The Tin Woodman of Oz by L. Frank Baum, narrated by George Newbern. Chapter 1. Woot the Wanderer. The Tin Woodman sat on his glittering tin throne in the handsome tin hall of his splendid tin castle in the winky country of the Land of Oz. Beside him, in a chair of woven straw, sat his best friend, the Scarecrow of Oz. At times they spoke to one another of curious things they had seen and strange adventures they had known since first they two had met and become comrades. But at times they were silent, for these things had been talked over many times between them, and they found themselves contented in merely being together, speaking now and then a brief sentence to prove they were wide awake and attentive. But then, these two quaint persons never slept. Why should they sleep when they never tired? And now, as the brilliant sun sank low over the winky country of Oz, tinting the glistening tin towers and tin minarets of the tin castle with glorious sunset hues, there approached along a winding pathway Woot the Wanderer, who met at the castle entrance a winky servant. The servants of the Tin Woodman all wore tin helmets and tin breastplates and uniforms covered with tiny tin discs sewed closely together on silver cloth, so that their bodies sparkled as beautifully as did the tin castle, and almost as beautifully as did the Tin Woodman himself. Woot the Wanderer looked at the manservant, all bright and glittering, and at the magnificent castle, all bright and glittering, and as he looked, his eyes grew big with wonder. For Woot was not very big, and not very old, and Wanderer though he was, this proved the most gorgeous sight that had ever met his boyish gaze.
"Who lives here?" he asked.
"The Emperor of the Winkies, who is the famous Tin Woodman of Oz," replied the servant, who had been trained to treat all strangers with courtesy.
"A Tin Woodman? How queer!" exclaimed the little wanderer.
"Well, perhaps our Emperor is queer," admitted the servant, "but he is a kind master, and as honest and true as good tin can make him. So we, who gladly serve him, are apt to forget that he is not like other people."
"May I see him?" asked Woot the Wanderer after a moment's thought.
"If it please you to wait a moment, I will go and ask him," said the servant. And then he went into the hall where the Tin Woodman sat with his friend, the Scarecrow. Both were glad to learn that a stranger had arrived at the castle, for this would give them something new to talk about. So the servant was asked to admit the boy at once. By the time Woot the Wanderer had passed through the grand corridors, all lined with ornamental tin, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?